We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Wayne's World. It's party time. I'll explain, like I always do, in a minute. Hopefully this will keep your interest. It's 7:08. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. A California nutty professor. And when I say it's Wayne's World, it's party time, does this professor not look like he is fresh off the tour with Mike Myers?
He does not look like he should be the professor.
No, he looks like he is stoned, but also maybe on some sort of stimulant at the same time.
Yeah.
He's got his long, scruffy hair. You know.
Is that the mugshot?
Yeah.
Wow. He's on something.
Yes. Well, they get amped up for these kinds of peaceful protests. You know, they get all amped up. But he went beyond the peaceful part. California professor arrested for allegedly chucking a tear gas canister at ICE agents during a raid on a marijuana farm being investigated for child labor violations. Jonathan Anthony Caravello, a math and philosophy professor. Math and philosophy. Interesting.
Ooh, that is, you got one that's very logical and very black and white, and then you got, let's just have all gray area.
I believe that X and Y can get along simultaneously in the same equation. All right. So he's a professor at, you know, in the land of fruits and nuts, California State University, Channel Islands. I never even heard of it. But anyway, he was arrested by the feds. When they were conducting a raid at the Glasshouse Farms, you heard about that. They did two different Glasshouse Farms. This one was in Ventura County. U.S. attorney posted on X that Caravello was arrested for throwing a tear gas canister at law enforcement. You know, if it hits somebody, that's going to leave a mark.
Oh, man.
I hope they hammer this guy hard.
Yes.
He was charged with, violation of whatever the code is, for allegedly and assaulting, resisting, impeding certain officers or employees, et cetera, et cetera. The U.S. attorney also denied claims that the educator was kidnapped by federal agents.
Oh, the whole kidnap
kidnapped
thing.
Now.
I bet they wore masks and kidnapped.
Yeah. It's called You're Arrested, Bozo.
Yes.
The California Faculty Association shared that Caravello was kidnapped by federal agents after protesters and law enforcement clashed during Thursday's raid. The California Faculty Association.
It's not called kidnapping when law enforcement takes you away. It's called being arrested or detained.
Yes. Yeah. I want to examine exactly, what could be their lack of faculties.
Oh, see what you did there.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Sky Traffic Alert mentioned Gainesville, eastbound Northwest 39th at Northwest 13th a few minutes ago. A little more information now from GPD, and that trouble is building. It looks like there was an accident earlier this morning, and I think you mentioned that maybe it was dark in that area.
It was already being worked on at 4:20 a.m.
GRU is working on it, but now that's a busy intersection anyway, and we're at this point of our morning commute. Just try to avoid that. It's going to be shut down for a little while as they're working on that. Again, Northwest 39th Avenue, especially, east and west there at Northwest 13th Street.
Well, thank you, Greg.
It's a mess.
And, dude.
Yes.
You missed my 420 reference, man, because I was doing a story on busting up the weed farm, man. And you interrupted it, man.
I'm sorry.
You bogarted the airwaves, dude.
So
I'm
sorry,
man. You totally bogarted.
I didn't even think you'd notice the way he's like just floating around over there.
Oh, yeah. This, the Post, they posted saying that, this nutty professor that threw a tear gas canister at ICE agents, that somehow he was kidnapped. No, he was arrested, but they claim that four masked agents dragged Jonathan away into an unmarked vehicle and didn't identify themselves. Didn't give a reason for the arrest. And without disclosing where they were taking him. However, a criminal complaint obtained by the Ojai Valley News revealed dozens of protesters attempted to obstruct the execution of the high-risk search warrant. The affidavit claims that Caravello was seen holding a megaphone, walking along yellow police tape, loudly playing a siren sound toward the agents. Protesters then later began throwing rocks at government vehicles, causing large-scale damage, including broken windows, broken side-view mirrors, and frame damage to the vehicles. As the escalation continued, agents deployed tear gas among the protesters to disperse them. Caravello was allegedly caught on an agent's body camera footage attempting to kick the canister, but actually missed.
Well,
Caravello turned around, ran towards the canister, picked it up, and threw the canister overhand back at the agents. An agent reported that the canister was thrown at law enforcement. Recalls the canister came several feet above the law enforcement's heads. So it could have hit one of them in the head.
Yeah.
He allegedly left the scene for about 2 hours. An individual matching his description returned wearing different clothes. The guy leaves the scene, probably the smartest thing he could ever do, but then can't help himself. What is it, the criminal always returns to the scene of the crime?
Yes.
And, but I changed my clothes. They won't recognize me. After determining that indeed it was the individual through the canister, two border agents attempted to arrest him. They placed him on his stomach on the ground. They gave him verbal commands to give law enforcement officers his arms, but Caravello would not comply. Then he attempted to grab one of the agent's legs.
Oh, nope, you don't do that.
No.
Come on. This guy must not have a mirror at home. It doesn't matter if he puts on a clown suit. You would know it's him. He has a very distinctive look.
He's got those big 1970s, early 80s oversized kind of glasses on.
Yeah.
He's got the long, unkempt kind of hair.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't look like a professor. He looks like maybe one of the students that's been working on, advanced degrees for the last, 30 years.
Yeah.
And anyway, so they busted him. Finally, he got released from custody on $15,000 bail. He's got an arraignment coming up August 1st. They better hammer on him.
Oh, yeah.
Here's what the school said. They released a statement. At this time, it is our understanding that Professor Caravello was peacefully participating in a protest, an act protected under the First Amendment, and a right guaranteed to all Americans. If confirmed, we stand with elected officials and community leaders calling for his immediate release.
Okay, peacefully protest. You really can't do the whole siren thing. You really can't be doing that. You can't be throwing canisters of stuff back at police officers.
No, that's definitely a
no-no.
And
you can't grab them by the leg while they're trying to cuff you up.
Don't resist arrest.
No.
The California State University remains committed to the principles of free expression, academic freedom, due process, and all sorts of other buffoonery. Yeah.
Oh, these people. And these are the ones educating our youths.
They watch too much Hollywood. Everyone wants to be a nutty professor. This guy gets today's award anyway. And there'll probably be another one tomorrow. 7:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in. Air it out. Get it off your chest, whatever it is. Don't carry that baggage around. Tell us what's bugging you. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call in now. 877-975-9825. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning and welcome, my friends. It is another day in paradise. And it happens to be 7:22 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time now for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can control are litter bugs. Call now, 877-975-9825. I'm going to kick it off because it's about me.
Yeah, sure.
It's observational, kind of, I guess, humor, if you will, but really it bugs me.
Okay.
How rich do you have to be before you finally break down and buy a really nice matching set of Tupperware?
Okay.
See, here's my point.
Okay.
I don't know that I'll ever be rich enough to really to throw all of the old stuff out that doesn't, it's mismatched, it's cracked, it's half, it's, and it's all Bobo brand. I probably have one real piece of actual Tupperware.
Bragger.
It's probably, yeah, all Chinaware.
Yeah.
But anyway, how rich do you have to be? And then I thought about it. I go, wait, if I'm rich enough to buy a complete set of really nice stuff, which, you know what I really like? I like the glass. Where when you put on the cover, it goes click, 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 click.
We have
like,
those.
Is that the most awesome thing ever?
Except when you're trying to maybe put your lunch together in the morning, and you're trying not to wake up the entire household with those things.
Click, click, click.
Because they are loud. But they're genius, though.
Yes.
They are.
So by the time you accrue enough wealth to make that kind of investment, I thought to myself, Bob, if you had that kind of money, what the heck would you need it for? Because who eats leftovers when they're rich?
Wow.
And that's my observational...
That was profound.
Yes. But it actually started because I had some leftover spaghetti that I took out of the bag that I put it in.
Sure.
Luckily, I keep it, you know, in a plastic... I reuse my plastic bags. Yes. I recycle them.
Yep, yep.
And, you know, you open it and, like, the lids... It looks like it matches, but it doesn't.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's, where you get just a little irritant.
Although with spaghetti, you should be doing that in glass anyway, because we know what chili and spaghetti does to all the
stains,
plastic.
Kind of stains
forever.
In there.
Forever. Okay, I've got one for you.
Okay.
So we know that when you go to a restaurant, and even if they're kind of busy or whatever, it's a little irritating when you don't feel like you're getting very good service.
All right.
It's like my water's been empty and I ordered hot wings kind of thing. So yesterday we were out, and it was kind of the opposite of that. It was right after the storm, and that was quite a torrential storm yesterday that rolled through. And we're at a restaurant, and there's like, man, three tables in the whole place.
You must be rich. You eat out like every night.
My mom took me. It was after her doctor's appointment. So anyway, the irony is they were really bored, the staff.
Oh.
So instead of not getting enough service, oh, my goodness. I think that between two or three of the guys that were working there, I think they came to the table every 2.3 minutes. And it's like, no, we don't need any water. Yes, it still tastes good, like we told the last guy that was here a couple of minutes before you are, that it still tastes good. It's like, I appreciate that. And again, they had nothing to do because there was hardly anybody there. But it was the point of like, even my mom, who is a saint, and she would never say it to them, but she looked at me, and after one finally left again, she's like, how about just let us eat? I mean, it was like,
And Greg doesn't like to be interrupted. So, you know, he was talking the whole time. And then they come over and go, is everything okay? Greg would be like, I was in the middle of another great story, lady.
I was in the middle of my special fried rice. Is what I was in the
They always sit when your mouth is full. Is everything fine?
Because then you can't complain or ask for something.
But that is interesting, isn't it?
Yes.
Like, you've complain about customer no service, and then they're over the top.
It's like, come on, leave us alone.
Just find that perfect
balance.
Middle ground.
Yes.
All right, 877-975-9825. Last chance to call in now for What's Bugging You. Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me? Hey, I have two or three of those little clicky Pyrex things, too. Those are really coolest. But what's bugging me is way back in 1985, I bought a knife, the Gerber BMF, which you can probably figure out what they meant with that. And my friend Eric, he's all like, oh, I'm going to kind of sharpen the blade on this you. And so he starts screwing around with it, and he ends up putting a bunch of scratch marks on my Gerber BMF.
That would bug you.
That still bugs me to this day.
Oh, yeah. It is called the art of the whetstone. You must learn how to use it appropriately.
Because you're right. You could just gouge something up, ruin a really nice blade.
I take it out to the garage.
Yeah.
I crank that. You know?
Yeah.
What do you call that thing?
Yeah.
What do you call that thing that you could just put a huge piece of metal on it and would just eat it up as you go?
It's a grinder.
That's it.
It's a grinder.
So
yeah.
So I just put it on the grinder. Wham, wham. Razor sharp. Do that about five times.
And then it's all the blade's all
gone.
Bye-bye. Yeah.
Goodbye-bye. 7:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's also Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. Coming up, 8:05, Gilchrist County Sheriff Bobby Schultz. We'll talk to him then on 97.3 The Sky.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
7:35 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. One of your top stories dealing with Putin. He doesn't, you know, he has great conversations, President Trump relayed to us. But then later on in the evening, you know, Putin starts blowing crap up everywhere. Melania noticed it first. Yeah, Trump said, yeah, he'd come home and he'd say, hey, had a great conversation with Vladimir. And she'd say, really? Because he's, like, bombing a nursing home right now. So that's become a bit of an irritant to President Trump. So he's got some other ideas. Yeah, some of the kind of a secondary sanctioning kind of thing that there's already sanctions against, you know, buying their stuff. But if other countries buy Russian oil, for instance, then Trump will place 100% tariff against those countries. That's the threat for now. He's given Putin 50 days. To straighten up a fly right and pull all of his junk out of Ukraine and knock it off. We'll see. Yeah. I mean, you've got to continue to exhaust all situations, and you want to do it before getting deeper militarily into it. Although we are sending weapons, apparently, to Ukraine. But the European Union's paying for it, or NATO.
NATO. Kind of makes you wonder, though, how long can Putin kind of keep it going? I mean, he's got to be... You know, scraping the bottom of the barrel at some point, and you think the people are going to get tired of it because you know it hurts the general public, not that he really cares.
I think the people, yeah, have grown tired of it for quite some time. And financially, I mean, you hear stories that, you know, they're not in a great situation. And especially now, you've got, you know, the price of oil has gone down, and that their profitability, that's that they're basically, what do they call it, a gas station disguised as a country or something.
Yeah.
If they're not making money off oil, they don't, you know, they don't have a whole lot of other assets. Right. Like I was mentioning earlier, yeah, there's no big rush for, like, Russian cars.
Do they even
build them? I mean,
well, they do.
What did they have, like a ripoff of an old BMW type?
Well, for years they actually built, rebuilt some of the old, whether it was from Fiat or whoever, and they were really junk. But even the stuff they build now, they have taken other people's old models, if you will. So they are a little more modern than they used to be of what you're thinking about. But yeah, they were horrible forever.
Well, they do make a motorcycle, the Ural.
Yeah,
Ural, and you know they were a cheap price point, and you know if he wasn't being such a jerk, that could be a good fun backup secondary bike. They make a lot of them with a sidecar.
Yeah, it's kind of a copy of the old school BMW with a sidecar
from the military issue. Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. All right. Hey, we need to check on the weather because, well, we live in Florida and it's what we do. And we're old now. It's all we can talk about. You want to hear about my aches and pains or the daggone weather? There is a disturbance off the Florida East Coast. Thanks to our friends at Radiant Credit Union. We can give you this tropical weather update. Now, I went to NOAA. Who built the NOAA? And this, they haven't updated it since 2 a.m. But it's basically, here's the deal. East of the Florida Peninsula, into the northeastern Gulf, recent satellite-derived wind data indicate that the area of low pressure is located just offshore of the east coast of Florida, gradually becoming better defined. However, the shower and thunderstorm activity remains disorganized. Well, I was looking at the weather radar data across the state, and I see an opportunity where there could be some formation. I'm seeing a semicircular path, but we'll get to that. The system is forecast, the whole system, to move westward across the Florida Peninsula today and tonight, and then tomorrow it should be basically into the Florida, you know, off the Florida West Coast. Well, but if it develops into some sort of system, it's going to be almost really on top of us in some ways. So we got to pay attention to it. We will pay attention to this, and there's a 40% chance that this could form into something more serious over the next 48 hours, okay? But we're on top of it. There's some people getting way ahead of the curve already. They're looking at spaghetti models, you know? The European model, the Afghani model, the Chilean model, the Chilean bass migrating off of their coast. Whenever this happens, the chances of a hurricane hitting are much. No, I'm making that up.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, we got to pay attention over the next few days, heading into the weekend. We'll know a lot more by probably late tomorrow. We'll have a much better picture. But I just want to give you a little heads up. That's what's happening. And they said, regardless of whether this thing develops or not, you're going to get heavy rainfall, could produce localized flash flooding over portions of Florida through midweek. And, that could cause flash flooding for portions of North Central Gulf Coast during the middle to latter portions of the week. So I'm glad you're... happy to make you aware of that.
Well, we're very saturated right now. Man, that came through yesterday. That was, depending on where you were, it was pretty torrential. It looked like a tropical storm rolling through, and it lasted for a little while, too.
Yeah, and just remember, when the ground's saturated and then we get some heavy winds, that's when not fun things happen. Yeah,
trees fall over, that sort of thing, so be careful.
It's back! It's back in Hotlanta! The All-Star Game! Remember? Remember they boycotted it?
Yeah.
They're so stupid.
I know.
But Georgia's Republican Governor Brian Kemp is celebrating the return of Major League Baseball All-Star Game tonight, 8 p.m. at Atlanta, after the league launched a boycott of the Peach State over its 2021 voter integrity law. MLB canceled its scheduled use of the Atlanta Braves' Truist Park for the 2021 All-Star Game after the state passed its voter integrity law. Well, does that mean Major League Baseball doesn't like integrity when it comes to elections? And by the way, they said it would suppress the vote. Absolutely a lie. It actually, the vote increased. And you know it's with greater integrity. It was a win-win all the way along.
Yep.
MLB was way out of their lane. Way out of it.
Yes.
The law placed new restrictions on mail-in voting, cut down on ballot drop boxes, instituted voter ID rules. Critics called it Jim Crow on steroids.
Yeah.
At the time, and said it would somehow prevent minorities from voting. And, of course, their fear-mongering did not pan out that way. Not even close. So now MLB is relenting, ending its block on Georgia. Kemp says that the league has now righted the wrong it perpetuated against Georgia. We're excited about the game finally being here. Should have been here several years ago. They never should have pulled it to start with, but thankfully the game's coming back. The governor talked to Fox and Friends yesterday on that. It's good for the Braves organization, good for all the vendors, small business people in and around the ballpark, city of Atlanta, up in Cobb County, et cetera, et cetera. And, well, you get the idea, but it's back.
Good. So that was so stupid. I mean, they hurt all those businesses. They hurt the image of the game, and it accomplished nothing.
They're going to use robots to call balls and strikes, and they won't be calling all of them, but you can use that as a backup. They'll be able to question it. It's kind of like football. If you question it and you're wrong,
right. You
lose that opportunity. I think they give you two opportunities, maybe a game or something like that. Mm. And then if you get it right, of course, you keep those opportunities. So we'll see how that plays out. They're experimenting with it tonight at the game. Last night, Home Run Derby was won for the first time by a catcher. Plays for the Mariners, Cal Raleigh. What do they call him? Big Dumper? Because apparently he has a big backside. What? I didn't make it up. That's his nickname.
But it sounds like something you'd make up.
But I mean, you know, you got the Bambino, the Sultan of SWAT.
Yeah.
You know, so you got a nickname. That's probably a good thing that people care enough to give you a nickname, right?
Yeah, but you hope it's one that you actually
the Big
want.
Dumper.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. That'd be the one I'd
want. Hey, I didn't make it up.
Oh, I know.
You know?
This time.
Hey, Biden tells the New York Times, well, I didn't individually approve all the names on the pardon list, you know? I didn't. But, you know, I gave him, like, some parameters. It's like, yeah, within these parameters, we could squeeze in over 2,000 people.
Wow.
The most of any president in all their years combined, way more. Just blew the records away.
Yeah.
So I guess that's part of his legacy now.
Yeah.
7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And don't forget the Bob Rose Show podcast available wherever you normally get your podcast. Click on subscribe. You'll never miss a minute of the show. Like the upcoming interview with Gilchrist County Sheriff Bobby Schultz. That's at 8:05 right here on 97.3 The Sky. Even when you just try to help people, apparently the far left doesn't like that either. These people are kind of kooky. Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here at 7:49. At 8:05, we'll talk to Gilchrist County Sheriff Bobby Schultz. With this story from the left coast or thereabouts, Jamie Sanchez always felt a calling to serve the homeless ever since he was a kid. He never imagined that calling would lead to him being labeled a bigot. It was really strange, actually, because we all of a sudden started getting like messages on Instagram, he said, about how we hate gay people and just like random comments like that. He spoke to Fox News Digital and he said, we come to find out there was like an organized group ready to protest the opening of our cafe before we even opened. We did some digging and we found out it was strictly because we were Christian.
Oh.
Sanchez is the owner of the Drip Coffee Cafe. I'm sorry, it's called the Drip Cafe in Denver. It's located in the Art District on Santa Fe Drive. He also runs a homeless ministry called Recycle God's Love. that he started in 2012 with his late wife, Carolyn, who died from cancer in 2018. What began as a small group offering Bible studies and meals to the homeless has grown into a widespread community initiative involving churches, local businesses, and volunteers, providing hundreds of people with everything from haircuts to food to clothing and even housing. And over the years, it's just grown into an amazing community of believers and people who really have a heart to help people who are in need and do it selflessly. In 2022, Sanchez took the ministry a step further. He launched Project Revive, a faith-based initiative designed to support homeless individuals seeking to rebuild their lives. The program helps homeless access housing, transportation, identification, addiction counseling, and jobs grounded in Christian discipleship. As part of the mission, he opened up the Drip Cafe the following year. It's a regular coffee shop that also hires and mentors individuals who have completed the ministry's program and are sober and ready to reintegrate into the workforce. We've had a few people go through the project so far. It's been very successful, he said. However, even before the Drip Cafe opens its doors, he said they began receiving social media messages accusing the cafe of being anti-gay. On the opening day, protesters organized by a local group called the Denver Communists, sounds friendly enough, held signs and passed out flyers accusing the coffee shop of being run by a right-wing church that hated those in the LGBTQ community. I was in shock, Sanchez said. Our whole purpose opening the cafe was to serve the homeless community and help people get off the street and to change their lives. And here we got a group who just hates us because we're doing that. We're Christian.
Isn't that amazing how just because you don't agree with something or someone or a lifestyle or a decision, you have to be called a hater? You know, it's not that extreme. Just because you don't agree doesn't mean you hate them. And that gets so old.
And I doubt that there was some sort of litmus test like, oh, we want to help the homeless. Are you gay? All right, get out of here. Oh,
right.
Are you gay?
Exactly.
No, you get out of here.
Yeah.
No. They're helping everyone who is in need. But they just took, you know, the step themselves, this nasty group.
Of course.
Bunch of commies. I mean, literally.
Literally.
They call themselves commies. Yeah, he said that he's tried to engage with them peacefully. Of course they don't want to talk to you.
No.
And he's been met mostly with either silence or shouting. He said the protesters even followed two elderly women into a store one time and screamed at them.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And they also screamed at a blind Christian DJ on another occasion.
So who are the haters here?
Exactly. Well, yeah. We've seen it. We know it.
Of course.
Here's a group trying to act inclusive, and they're harassing a black blind guy in front of my cafe because he's a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
More hypocrisy from the
left.
Yeah.
I thought that was the whole inclusive thing.
Well, unless you're a Christian.
Yeah.
Or believe anything that might not line up with them, which sounds like fascism.
His property has been vandalized, windows broken, and he's on Santa Fe Street. It says Keep Santa Fe Gay stickers have been left on windows and mirrors. Recently, a spray-painted image of a KKK member hanging was left in the cafe's front door. Do they realize the guy's last name is Sanchez? Yeah, I don't think he's going to be the Grand Wizard anytime soon. The Christian shop owner maintains he harbors no hatred toward the protesters. He sees the backlash as part of a spiritual battle. I think he's got it right. After finding no help from local authorities, he and his team chose to hold live worship music in the cafe every first Friday to help drown out the commotion outside. I love them even though they don't believe me, and I've never shown anything but love to them, and that's why the only pictures they have of me is praying for them. Wow, that's powerful. I understand that they feel like they are having an identity crisis, and they might feel hopeless and lost, and the only way to rectify that feeling is through the Son of God, who is Jesus Christ. The Denver Communist told Fox News, they're not protesting the cafe strictly because it's Christian, but because of its religious beliefs on sexuality. They want to control what people believe? They want to force them into a mindset that they don't believe? Isn't that, you know, for all the name calling and, you know, when they like to call you know, conservatives, Nazis, and all that ridiculousness. This is exactly how the Nazi Party gained power. Changing mindsets. You couldn't listen to any foreign broadcast. It was against the law. You couldn't get any other information than what the Third Reich, what they told you was acceptable. That's all the info you got. These people on the left are operating in a very, very similar manner. Yeah. They said, no, they don't have that. It's not a problem that we're not going after them because they're Christians.
Right.
It's because of its religious beliefs on sexuality. So they want to force you to believe as they do.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds very much like what the Nazis did.
What happened to just leave us alone and let us live our life, but yet?
Live and let live?
Yeah.
How about inclusive, even if we have a different set of values?
But that only works one direction, apparently.
It does.
Yeah.
If you go in the other direction, you will suffer severe tire damage.
Yeah.
We're going to talk to the sheriff. Sheriff Bobby Schultz, Gilchrist County. That's coming up in just a few minutes right here on 97.3 The Sky.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.